You are listening to Hang Out with Heather on Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. It is Friday the 13th, of December, and many people are packing up and getting ready for year end. And what a year it has been. It has been quite a trying year, a challenging year, a year filled with growth and change, but a year filled with a lot for South Africa, I think. And personally, I just want to give a huge shout out to our beautiful Miss South Africa, Zozi Binzi Twinzi, who walked away with the Miss Universe crown this week, our second one in 2 years, a very well-deserved one. I watched some of the footage. She handled herself impeccably on that stage. She answered all the questions perfectly, and I think that there could not have been a better ambassador for South Africa on the Miss Universe stage. Huge, huge, huge round of applause to you, Zozi, and this is indeed a really big triumph for South Africa. Our World Cup win and all the other incredible things that we've done this year, I think this is just the crowning, excuse the pun, moment for South Africa. Well done, Zozi. You have made your country incredibly, incredibly proud. So now on to all the festive and fun things to do in and around South Africa. I've got all your markets and stuff lined up. So if you are looking for something to do over the next couple of weeks, you're stuck with kids at home. At least the weather's looking a bit better in Johannesburg. I don't know about other parts of the country, but the weather's a bit better in Joburg. And you've got a whole bunch of school kids that need stuff to do. Never fear, I've got a whole bunch of solutions for you. So if you want to do some festive shopping and you're out in the Pretoria area, you will want to check out the first ever Christmas Mardi Gras night market, which kicks off the Christmas countdown with 8 days of festive shopping, food and entertainment at Times Square from 16 to 23 December. You can get caught up in the fabulous atmosphere and a browse. There's an array of stalls overflowing with different gifts, stocking fillers and decorations. You can sample some artisanal food and drinks at prices worth celebrating, which is always good. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff on the go. Very festive atmosphere. There's going to be fire dancers and balloon sculptors. It's all about family, food and fun at the Christmas Mardi Gras Night Market, which takes place from 7:30 5 until 10 p.m. daily. Tickets are available at tickets.tixa.co.za and are priced at 80 rand per adult and 40 rand per child. That's at Times Square from 16 to 23 December. If you're down in the Cape and you're looking for a fun festive market, you will want to head on over and check out the Groote Post Christmas Market, which is a perfect opportunity to escape the hustle and bustle of the shopping malls and find some different and unique gifts for your loved ones while soaking up an incredible, relaxing atmosphere and enjoying a family outing out in the country. Groote Post is going to be a hive of festive activity, with loads of market stalls, there's decorated Christmas trees, there's going to be people selling Christmas decorations and stocking fillers, and tasty and delicious country offerings like arts and crafts, homeware, clothing, decor, jewelry, toys, and loads more. And of course, local is always lekker at Groote Post. There's a divine selection of darling gourmet produce, including Biscus Borsa, there's darling honey, burger fillers, Nelly's homemade pies, darling brew, of course, and Groote Post's well-loved wines. Who doesn't love a glass of wine after a hectic festive season? You can relax and have some food. There's going to be local DJs and some old school entertainment, and that is going to be loads of fun. So that is taking place this Sunday, the 15th of December, and the entry to the market is free of charge. The hours are from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m., and the market, as I said, 15th of December. And they've also got their market dates set for summer as well in 2020, 26th of Jan, 23rd of Feb, and more. You can find out more on their website, grootepostcountrymarket.co.za. Or, of course, don't forget, everything that I talk about on the show today is also available on my website, heatherhook.com. So if you've missed a time or a date or something along those lines, everything is on heatherhook.com for you. Now, it's a feeling of, or it's a festive season, it's a feel-good feeling. There's just a lot of giving, specifically at this time of year. And I'm really excited to be involved with the Crush Goodness team early in January 2020, who are going to be doing an incredible project. And I thought I'd share about it now, because seeing as everyone's in the giving mood, and if you wanted to get involved or you wanted to find out more, you can find out more about what they're going to be doing. So every year they spread goodness and head around to local schools in and around South Africa, all over. I think it's 20 schools this year. And they give away pairs of school shoes to kids in need who really, really, really need school shoes for the new year so they can get to school and do what they need to do and learn and become our future, which is incredibly important. So I got to chat to the brand group manager from Clover Crush. Her name is Sally Witherden, and find out a little bit more about Clover Crush 2020, how people can get involved, and what's on the cards for next year.
Basically, what we did is we started off 2 years ago, where we decided to start an initiative whereby we gave kids without or underprivileged school children school shoes. And we started a venture, and in the first year we gave away 10,000 pairs of school shoes. The beginning of this year we gave away another 20,000 pairs of school shoes. And we decided, you know, it's just got such huge potential and momentum that we need to continue and carry on. I'm not sure if you're aware, but there are over 1,000 underprivileged schools in South Africa. So that means many children are not able to afford, or their parents are not able to afford to buy them a basic thing such as a pair of school shoes that you and I both take for granted. So, you know, we thought just with our future learners and future leaders, in fact, this was a nice way to kind of get involved with a community project and help our school children out and their parents.
And this is nationwide, right? And how do you select the schools? How does it work?
Okay, so the first year, we basically got consumers to help us select schools. But what we found from there is that not necessarily the neediest of children getting school shoes. So we wanted to make absolutely sure that the children, or the majority of the children, are getting the school shoes as they deserve. So we've got a goodness crew, and together with the goodness crew and Departments of Education and other authorities, we basically went through all the schools through quite a strict selection criteria. We visited some of the schools to ensure that they were, in fact, needy, which was incredibly humbling because they really are. And from there, we basically narrowed it down to 20 schools out of over 1,000.
And this is a project that hopefully will continue to grow year on year. If people want to sort of get involved, or they want to nominate a school, or they're involved with somebody that has something to do with school shoes, how can they find out more, get involved for 2021?
Okay. So basically what we've done, we'd obviously like to continue with our focus on school shoes. We still have far away to go. Basically only a drop in the ocean has been covered. So we'd like to come back if we can next year, but what we can do for this year, we're still continuing. We have a consumer promotion linked to this, whereby we encourage consumers to buy a pack of our Crush fruit juice, and just by supporting the brand, we are able to then fund this initiative. So you basically go to any major retailer and buy the pack, or you can follow us on Facebook, or at various other social media platforms. When we go out to the schools next year, we actually will be going, broadcasting on Espresso, so you can follow us there as well as I say, on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram platforms.
And you're going to be going around sort of in January to all the schools. It must take quite a while.
What we've done is we're doing one region at a time. So obviously we can't reach all the very far lying areas because it is a very costly exercise. So we will focus on region by region. So we'll start off in the Gauteng, we'll then travel through the Free State, down to KwaZulu-Natal, then through to Eastern Cape, and then finally finishing off in the Western Cape, which will take us about 4 weeks just to cover those areas. So it is quite expensive, on the road quite a long time, but it's very exciting and very rewarding.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. It's an incredible project. This is going to be my second year being involved. And what better way to kick off the new year than with handing out some school shoes to kids that really, really need it. So I'm really looking forward to getting involved with Clover Crush in January. Sticking with our festive theme, I spoke a bit about Monte Cassino and the incredible festive lights that they put on about 2 weeks ago or a week ago. Really, really stunning. And on Wednesday night, I went through to a South African fest. I know it's a Joburg fest, but I think it's a South African fest as well at Monte Cassino. They have taken Christmas to a brand new height. What they have done is on the piazza, friends and family can join together and share in the holiday spirit with a mesmerizing story told through state-of-the-art 3D projection that they project onto the Tuscan facade of Monte Cassino's village. It is, as I said, a first of its kind, and it is a must-see experience that the entire family will enjoy. 7:30 at 8:30, you can share in the magic from any of the restaurants on the piazza, or simply just walk out onto the piazza and stand in stand under the stars and watch it. So it's absolutely incredible. It's only about 5 or 6 minutes long. It's a really cute, there's a variety of them, different stories. But they basically turn the front of the buildings into these moving centers, workshops, and it looks almost like the buildings like pop out. And they, one was really cute. A little elf came with a hose and he sort of froze the front of the building, which then crumbled and turned into a beautiful winter wonderland with Santa's sleigh flying around on the front of the building. Absolutely incredible. So that's at 7:30 and 8:30 every single night. So do make sure you go check that out. And there's loads on the go. I went through to Peter Pan on Ice on Sunday. Really, really good. If you love the Imperial Ice Stars, you love ice skating, the kids will really want to see Peter Pan on Ice, which is currently on at the Teatro at Monte Cassino. That's running into the new year. A Christmas Carol is on, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town is also on. That's both at the Pedaturin Theatre. And you can grab a family photo with Santa in a traditional Christmas setting. Loads to do on the piazza as well. They've also turned that into like a sort of a kids' playground with bumper cars and jumping castles and all that kind of stuff. So there's loads to do at Monte. And don't forget that for every 500 Rand you spend at any store or restaurant or even on your parking at Monte Cassino, puts you in line to win a Ferrari California T valued at 3.5 million Rand, a trip to Italy, or massive cash prizes in the Anyone Can Win promotion. Find out more on my website, heatherhook.com, or their website, tohosun.com/Monte Cassino. Now, don't forget, the Garden of Lights is currently on at Empress Palace, so that's going to be running until Christmas, and that is absolutely stunning, and it's 20 Rand to get in per person, so it's really not going to break the bank, and it's very well worth a walkthrough. It's absolutely magical. The kids will love it. There's a little fun fair at the end, and of course, there's loads to do at Empress Palace as well. And another one of my favorites, it's all about the casinos this year. I feel like I'm doing a casino punch here. Silver Star Casino in the West Rand. Don't forget that they, of course, have got their Silver Star Beach Festival on the go. Real sand. Take along your swimming costumes, your buckets and spades. Go and chill out and relax. Two brand new restaurants, Ocean Basket and Hussar Grill, have just opened up at Silver Star Monte. And there's incredible specials on at the Barnyard Theatre as well. And tickets are selling for 140 Rand per person, which kids under the age of 12 are free. That's taking place from Sunday the 15th of December to Saturday the 29th of Feb. Pensioners get 50% off at Barnyard Silver Star on Sundays. And you can take the incredible package for two on Wednesdays for only 350 Rand. It is the festive season. Take your friends, take your family, and go and do cool things. Now, if you're looking for somewhere to spend your Christmas day, you're not really wanting to schlep with cooking and dishes and all that kind of stuff, the Maslow Hotel, the beautiful urban sanctuary in the heart of Sandton, is going to be staging another of its famous feasts on Christmas Day. With all the warmth, grace, and sophistication for which the hotel has become known, this year's Christmas lunch is going to be a family-style affair and features a sumptuous buffet of traditional favorites with a cosmopolitan edge. You kick off with eggnog. They've given the whole menu here. It sounds absolutely incredible. Of course, South African, you know, it's not like loads of heavy, hot food. But of course, there is a honey glazed gammon. I mean, what would Christmas be without gammon? And turkey with Christmas stuffing. And it sounds absolutely tasty. Loads of desserts. There's vegetarian options as well. And you are going to be entertained by local songstress Lindy and a saxophonist. And the little ones will get to meet Father Christmas and have their faces painted. Christmas Day at the Maslow is all about family. Lunch starts at 1 p.m. and booking is, of course, essential. To book or to find out more, you can get hold of the Maslow Hotel on 010-226-4647, or you can pop them an email, lacuna, L-A-C-U-N-A, .bistro@suninternational.com. So that's the Maslow Hotel's Christmas Day for the family. That looks like a whole bunch of fun. Now, I'm just going to drop this here because it's my last competition for the year, and I thought I'd share it with you, along with a teaser, and I'm really, really excited. Marvel Universe Live is coming to Pretoria in January. Yay! So if you love everything from Star-Lord to Gamora to Rocket to Groot to Drax, they are all going to be making their live show debut and bringing their courage and misfit wit to Marvel Universe Live. Iron Man's going to be there, Captain America's going to be there, Black Panther, Hulk. This is going to be incredible. This is going down in Pretoria at the Sun Arena at Times Square, mainland Maine, from Friday the 24th of January through to Sunday the 9th of February. And this is an epic arena stunt show that has become an adventure that you do not want to miss. I am excited. The six-year-old inside of me is excited. And I am delighted. I've got a set of four family tickets valued at 1,460 Rand to give away to Marvel Universe Live at the Friday 24th of January show, which starts at 8 p.m. So you need to head on over to my website, heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab. You need to click on the win family tickets to Marvel Universe Live. And you need to comment below the post and answer a really easy question. You need to let me know which Marvel character is your very favorite and where the show is being held. Don't worry, it's all listed in the competition post as well. And it could be you. Competition is going to be closing on the 9th of January and the winner will be contacted via email. Yay. So if you want to take the little ones in the new year to Marvel Universe Live in Pretoria on the 24th of Jan, make sure to enter that competition. So this is my last show for the year. I'm going to be taking a very well-deserved break. I'm going to be back with you in the new year. However, I will be back with you on Friday the 10th of January. And I look forward to sharing all the cool stuff that's going to be taking place in the new year. I'm already getting some epic press releases about great events that are heading our way in South Africa. So I will be back with you in the new year. I wish you and your family and your friends an absolutely incredible festive season. This is an incredible time of the year and just a time to relax and unwind. And tell those that you love and you appreciate that you really care about them. So do that. Be safe. Be festive. And I'll be back with you in January. Have a great Christmas and a great new year. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.